Why don't you?
Stark, Tully, Lannister, Baratheon. Give me one good reason why I should waste a single thought on any of you.
When does Aemon think you'll be able to use that hand?
Soon, he says.
Good. You'll be ready for this, then. I thought a wolf was more appropriate for you than a bear. So I had a new pommel made, called Longclaw. Works as well for a wolf as a bear, I think.
This is Valyrian's steel.
It's my father's sword. His father before him. The Mormons have carried it for 5 centuries. It was meant for my son, Jorah. He brought dishonor to our house, but he had the grace to leave the sword before he fled from Westeros.
My lord, you honor me, but I can't.
Oh, you can. And you will. I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for you and your beast. Bloody dead man tried to kill me. So you'll take it. We'll hear no more about it. Understood?
Yes, my lord.
I don't think this means I approve of this nonsense with you and Alistair Thorne. That's a man's sword. Take a man to wield it.
I'll apologize to Sir Alistair tonight.
No, you won't. I sent him to King's Landing yesterday. The hand that your wolf tore off that thing's wrist, I've ordered Thorne to lay it at the feet of this boy king. That should get young Joffrey's attention.